What's going on, you butterscotch bunghole bumpers? Welcome to Grunt Speak Not So Alive, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone to pot. I'm Toxic Male. That's Fat Punisher.
God, when am I ever going to get out of the shadow of that horrible name?
What, would you prefer plus size Punisher? Portly Punisher? The Rotund Revenger? That's 33 seconds in. It's got to be a new record.
That is so true.
The Rotund Revenger. We're making you a shirt.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I want to wish everyone a happy Butterscotch Cinnamon Pie Day. Still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah.
With a get ready day, this could be a Pops Prepper holiday. Actually.
It could be. It could be.
Emergency crisis situations like natural disasters and plandemics.
Yep.
And then Greenpeace Day, otherwise known as Let's Hop Aboard a Diesel Burning Fuel Tanker and Go and Protest Oil Drilling in the Caribbean Day.
Oh, those Greenpeace guys are fucking stupid.
Yes, they are. We want climate change action now. What you're really saying is give more of our jobs and industry to China where they can enslave children and force Uyghur Muslims to make us iPhones. Fuck off.
Actually, they're dissecting the Uyghurs for their organs.
Oh, there's that too. And I'm sure George Soros has none of those organs in his body.
Yeah. That dude's a walking lich, man.
He is. National Cheese Toast Day. I thought it was called grilled cheese.
It's got to be an English thing.
It may be. National Creme de Menthe Day. So you people out there who like Andy's Mints or like having some Creme de Menthe in your schnapps bottles.
Yeah, that one actually, that's another... I'm just going to have to say it. It sounds like another one from Brit Taiwan.
Yeah. National Double Cheeseburger Day. I can get behind that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's right next to National Google.com Day, which otherwise means fuck off.
And I will drink.
Today, though, we have an email from Thumper the Sweaty Fat Guy. It was actually a super chat from a stream last week. I missed it.
We missed
on accident, but this is actually a long enough story here, and it's important enough,
yes,
considering what we do, and that I figured why not just do a whole video about it.
That's right, man.
First thing, he says, give me a bud getting flossed with some side boob. That would be awesome. Well, your wish is my command. And she's got a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't really do anything for me.
What, the whip, the hat, the what?
The whole thing just doesn't work.
No, not your bag?
Nah, I'd have to take a pass on that.
And what about this one? That one pretty good?
That one's significantly better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she's cooking, but I bet it tastes nice. Unless she's as useless in the kitchen as most women with tattoos in the middle of their arms are like that. I don't know, you never know. But hey, you know, shit happens. All right, so
take some fucking home ec.
No kidding. Home ec and civics.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God.
Like back in the day, you take civics, they taught you how to balance a checkbook, how to apply for loans, how to...
Shit, Schoolhouse Rock taught us how a bill becomes a law. Now people just think, well, the president does it.
That's right. It's how fucking stupid we've all become.
Man, if you can't learn from a song that catchy, you got problems.
That's right, and I still love those things.
Oh, everybody did.
Because I used to get up at 8 o'clock on Saturday and watch cartoons until about 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was Saturday dream.
That was the SOP. If I wasn't hanging out with my buds, that's what I was doing.
Space Ghost.
Yeah.
And then those titties showed up.
It ruined it.
It was all over.
Listen, that is like the mantra of Space Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the moment that my feng shui was destroyed.
Yeah.
And I converted to a dick thinker.
And for those of you who haven't watched the video yet that we put out that explains this entire story, that's where the tale of Space Ghost comes from. Because that's what Pop was watching the moment before he became a dick thinker. And that's what that's reminds him of a life free of all that dick fog. Because seriously, from like 13 to 34, you're in a dick fog as a man. It sucks.
It started with me at 11.
Oh.
I was 11 years old when that happened.
I was about that age, too. I was very young.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm watching Saved by the Bell one day. Oh, this is kind of dumb. Next day, I'm watching Saved by the Bell. You know, Elizabeth Berkley's actually kind of hot. And then, like, 2 years later, Showgirls came out. I'm like, oh, I get to see her naked. That's cool. And then the sex scene in the pool starts, and I'm like... Most unintentionally hilarious sex scene ever put on film. And now you can't look at Agent Cooper the same way from Twin Peaks, you know? Now she's like riding them to go into town, and I'm like, that's a damn fine cup of coffee. Some things just shouldn't mix and match in your brain, man. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll dive right in here. Thanks to growing up between being beaten nearly daily by either my brother or my dad.
Wow.
We're just diving right in here. And having the kids at school fucking with me constantly, I've had suicidal thoughts since I was about 8 years old.
My God, that's terrible.
Whew. Damn, that's rough. I wondered why everyone hated me so much. Still kind of wonder that because I got fucked over in the military by 5 NCOs who all happened to be named some variant of Willie.
Okay.
You know, I've noticed this in everyone's life. There's always... names that become attached to a certain archetype.
Dina.
Kyle. Guy's named Kyle. Or chick's named Kyle.
Ooh.
Yeah. They tend to be douchebags. You'll run into a decent one every now and then. Guys named Steve tend to be unreliable as shit.
Okay.
Or in your case, if they're named Lisa, they wind up on their backs counting ceiling tiles. You live in Tacoma, Washington, born in the early 90s, don't know who your daddy is? Fat Punisher.
Could be me. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Between the ages of 18 and 28, I knew probably, I don't know, 24 Lisas. It was such a common name.
Yeah, I grew up with a shitload of Jessicas, Sarahs, Liz's. I mean, they're everywhere.
I mean, I went in Tacoma, I couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a Lisa.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Or Michaels. In the 80s, Michaels were everywhere.
Yeah.
Now they're all some sort of like, we're going to take the name Aiden, and we're just going to put a random fucking consonant at the start of it. And that's going to be your name. Drayden. Caden. Thaden. Layden. Raiden. Brayden. I've heard them all. Go away.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my kid's name is going to be so original. He's got 5 other kids in his class named that. Damn it! I thought I was being so...
You want to... This is really fucked up. I knew a guy in the Army. His first name, Dolores.
Wow, I thought Chandler and Friends had it tough with a middle name Muriel.
Well, he tried getting us like, they just call me Dole.
Okay, No. You are not a fruit cup factory. What's your real name,
no,
bro?
No. We didn't know until the platoon sergeant was like reading off the roster. We're getting on the truck.
Dolores Doubtfire.
Dolores. He just starts laughing because he knew he just let the monkey out of the fucking bag.
I was like, oh, man.
And everyone's like, hey, who's Dolores?
You recently enlisted? How many years you got left? 3?
No, literally.
Good luck, bro.
I'm looking at the thing, looking at him. And he knew it was coming. He knew it was coming. The shit storm was inbound. But, you know, he took it quite well, though. I think he legally changed his name a couple years later.
I would.
Oh, that was horrible.
Dolores. I mean, you think Dolores, you think like Dolores Umbridge or Dolores Herbig from Dead Like Me, as in her big brown eyes.
I just don't know what fucking crazy flow chart of insanity his parents had to actually...
Did he have a father at home?
For a dude.
Did he have a father at home, or did his dad lose a bet?
I didn't know him that well.
Okay, I was just wondering. We'll get back into it.
Yeah,
we went off in the weeds on that,
that
one, but
one.
It really does. I think everyone has that one name that's attached to an archetype in their life. Put them in the comments. We want to know. I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah.
Nearly did it during the first divorce and nearly offed himself. Had orders to Korea. Lost my house back home and would not get to see my kids for 2 years. And thanks to child support, I had a huge sum of $100 to do whatever I want every month for the year I was in Korea.
Wow.
Yeah. That's very similar to what happened to me.
That's how you wind up living off the dollar menu and ramen noodles.
Yep.
If you even are luxurious enough to have a hot plate where you can boil said water for ramen noodles.
I am just blessed I had my car.
Yeah. The unit was fucking awesome there, except for my immediate NCO named Willie. The ex was moving and changing her number, then screening calls so I could not talk to them. Had to find her when I went on leave. The state helped her hide my kids from me.
Yep.
You'd be amazed how often that happens.
Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, they'll violate the custody agreement. These women will take the kids, move to another state.
Yeah.
That they won't consult with you. You will bring it to the attention of the courts, and they'll just be like, eh, you're the one we're milking for cash, and we're not getting anything out of her, so
yeah.
Well,
the
no
thing
fucks.
Is I've talked to lots of guys that this has happened to, and there are no laws on the books that punish these women for doing shit like that. They get contempt of court after you've dragged them in four or five fucking times, maybe, but they're not going to jail.
No, they get a cock slap on the wrist if they're lucky, and they could probably overturn that just by offering the judge a BJ.
From what I've seen, I wouldn't put it past them.
it's not a perfect system. It just happens to be the one we have. I spent a week in the loony bin in Conus before going to Korea, and I told them how it was going to affect me, and they sent me anyway. My stress level was insane. I was an E4. My E5 got reduced to E1 and BCD. The E6 was golden. He tried to help me and got a commission a year later, but the E7 went above and beyond to screw me over. E1/BCD, the first sergeant, screwed me over despite knowing I was suicidal, was losing my security clearance, and would have nothing to live on. He was reduced from E8 to E6 and forced to retire. Thank God. Mm-hmm. The commander had to retire before he made O6.
That's it. It's fairly common.
Wow. So, why does this seem to be such a thing in the military? Like, you got dudes who are clearly going through some shit, mm-hmm. and then these...
The chain of command doesn't... Well, first of all, the way the military works is they have to move bodies around.
Yeah.
Constantly. And, you know, especially like going to Korea, lots of soldiers try to dip out. They do all kinds of stuff. Hmm. And if they allowed them all to do that, then nobody would go to Korea. It's not a very good duty assignment.
Oh, okay.
They even wanted to send me there.
So this was them gauging, like, basically he could be faking to get out of this sort of a thing? Okay.
Yeah. That does happen. I'm not trying to downplay his situation.
No, of course not.
I'm just saying from an NCO point of view, that's what I see, taking place here. Now, you know, in the NCO's defense, they have basically their commanders cracking the whip over them to move these people along to make shit happen. But, you know, if he was actually in the loony bin and they did a medical diagnosis... Mm-hmm. Against, you know, him going, and they still sent him, then they're all that whole chain of command is on the hook. Like, for instance, if I send a soldier to the loony bin for a 7-day evaluation, and then they find out that, you know, he's got legitimate problems, and then I'm like, okay, well, so we're going to send you anyway. The guy goes down, he puts a gun in his mouth, blows his head off. They're going to investigate. They're going to find out what the diagnosis was. I'm going to get fucking nuked.
Yep.
And possibly the officers above me might, you know, get hammered as well. So, I mean, I always was on the, you know, benefit of the doubt. I had a couple guys that were legitimately were dipping out of deployments on fake bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I got no respect for those people that do that. But... You know, some of them were fucked up, and I literally pulled the plug and said, "You're not deploying."
Yeah, and just knowing the suicide stats in the military,
yeah,
I would say it's always better to play things on the safe side than it is to risk this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand that for men, we can't get pregnant to get out of duty stations like some, you know, stunning and brave people who campaigned to be on the front lines and then ran screaming in the other direction as soon as they realized what exactly that entails.
Yeah, there,
I'm just saying.
We call it's one of the horizontal tickets to get out of combat.
Gotcha.
One wounded, two dead, one third one pregnant. Hmm. Yeah.
Or crazy.
Yeah, people go, listen, man, yeah, I didn't get out of there clean myself.
No.
What do you think? I walk around with headphones on and shit. My PTSD is fucking fucked up.
Yep.
I got mortared for a year. 3 to 5 times a day for a fucking year.
Yeah. And Pop loves 4th of July, just for the record.
Well, if I willingly go there and I know it's fireworks,
then you can.
I'm okay. But, like, if there's surprise fireworks.
Like there always are in this neck of the woods. Street,
ba-boom!
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like people will be lighting them off for no reason, you know, just random times of the year. I'm like, okay, let me check and see. National holidays, nothing. What, did you get a blowjob? What are you lighting off explosives for? Fags.
It's my first blowjob. I'm gonna fire off this giant quarter on.
I get 2 blowjobs a year, and for each one of them, I spend $100 on fire twerks.
That would be a good comedy skit. The neighbors are like, yeah, Pop's getting laid again.
You know, I was just thinking that, you know, Corn Pop is a bad dude, but if Biden were Lysdexic, he would be Porn Cop.
Oh, yeah.
There's a comedy skit for you.
Porn Cop.
Hey, I hear that you're watching DP here. Huh? Yeah, so I've been sent here specifically to administer a homo suspicion point test.
Listen, Biden is Mr. Scratch and Sniff. That's all I got. That's all I got to say.
The Fresh Prince of Smell Hair.
Yeah.
My gaining unit started the IG complaint on my behalf. That was nice of them.
Good.
They started digging and found malfeasance and illegal activity and went, fuck a bitch for me. That was 2003. Worst year of my life, but best unit by far. They even made sure I wasn't alone during the holidays. Now that's
good shit.
Those are some good men right there.
Yep.
I endured the suicidal ideation. Wow. So from 8 years old, and this last segment was from 2003, he endured the ideation until 2014.
Wow.
When I found the red pill on Reddit, which is now banned. Thanks, Reddit. I realized I was not alone in all this shit, that it happens to most guys. I stopped giving a fuck about girls, realized my life was better without them. They can't be trusted. They're an expense. Just like setting fire to everything you've ever earned, fought for, or built. Hashtag not all women. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's day and age, when all it takes is an accusation or a quick divorce paper filing.
Yep.
To completely wreck your life. And this man especially, knowing the background that he came from, it's not worth it to him.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't recommend it at all.
Like, literally, men are being converted to slaves on 3 words.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
Or, he raped me. Yeah. That's another one.
That's another one, yeah.
It was totally consensual, but I changed my mind afterwards because he didn't call. Therefore, arrest.
He's not a real doctor. He lied to me, so it's rape. Get the
fuck
out.
Yeah, he's not a real doctor. Well, you know who else is not a real doctor? Jill Biden. Just saying.
Just saying.
But you demand that I call her that, so fuck off. Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
To be honest, though. Oh, I feel like I should drink. He's actually saying, to be honest. Well,
okay.
It's kind of a spin on what you say. Mm-hmm. You always say, Pop says, I'm going to be honest. Do a shot. The only reason I'm still here is old cars. I make them a priority in my life and take on huge projects that require years to complete. I have so much shit to do now that I don't even consider splattering my brains. As I build shit and don't have it taken from me to be given to a cheating cunt, I can see that what I'm doing is productive. My purpose is rebuilding rusty junk.
Listen, man, that purpose, you know, like I've said before, if you're caught in the darkness, I provide you the tools to become your own fucking beacon and guide yourself out.
Yeah.
And it's all fucking comedy.
Find a purpose and learn to laugh at your past mistakes.
Yeah.
And you can get through anything. You really can.
Well, you can even laugh at the fucking at the problems as they arrive.
Yeah. It
makes them less intimidating.
Man, we always say, if I knew then what I know now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, how different would our lives be? If we could transplant our consciousness back before we started raw dogging the road whore, so we can actually learn from these mistakes in a tangible way that, you know, didn't require, you know, some of us, you know, like rigged it up, got diseases.
Oh, yeah.
Some people lost half their fortunes, sometimes more. People who watch this show who've been married six fucking times.
What are you thinking, bro? God. Come on. Six times.
Woo!
Wow, I just can't even imagine that.
And Thumper, the sweaty fat guy who wrote this email, he's been a guest on the stream. Not only does he rebuild these classic cars, he rebuilds the engines to run natural ethanol that he produces on his own property with trees and a distilling platform. Like, he's a really a fascinating guy. If you didn't watch his stream, highly recommend it. I'm going to try and find which stream that was, and I'll post a link in there.
All right.
So people can watch it. The dude is...
He's obviously talented.
He went from suicidal ideation nonstop from 8 years of age to being like a scientific fucking genius about producing his own fuel. I mean, this is a guy who shows that you can make it. What do we got here? Imagine what I might do if the assholes in office decide I can't have my cars and that I have to pay value-added tax on my land so they can take it when I can't afford it and come to evict me. Just leave me alone, let me work on my junk, and don't fuck with me. This is the mindset of most people in this country.
Yeah.
But we are fast approaching a time where the people who just want to be left alone with their junk and not get fucked with are going to have to start doing bad things to very bad people. And they're going to bring it on themselves.
That whole property tax thing, that needs to be revamped because that's just fucking wrong.
Yeah. And people who homeschool their children shouldn't have to pay for other people to send their kids to an indoctrination center.
It's absolutely correct.
You need to have a tax rebate for that shit. Take everything that keeps me here, leaving me nothing, and everyone will know my full name. Like I just said. So I fixed the suicide thing before I found you guys, but please keep doing what you do. Life can be fun. Eschew bitches. Build hot rods. Here's an example. So I'm going to show you guys some pictures here. I'm going to throw these up on the screen. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, look at that. It's a GTO.
I mean, you turn this junk.
The upper left.
Yep.
To the bottom.
Into this. Boom.
That's fucking
check that out.
It's got a four barrel. That motherfucker's probably fast as fuck.
Hell yeah. And he's got these things all running on ethanol. All it requires, from what I understand, is just putting a larger fuel injector in there because it requires more of the ethanol to power the car. And you know how he gets the sugar? He taps trees on his property. That's where he gets the massive amounts of sugar from for the process.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It is. It is. Maybe I should, he's in Michigan, right?
Yeah, he's up in the UP, and he said anytime that we want to convert our cars to ethanol, he's like, come on up, I'll do it for you.
We could actually take a road trip up there and do a video on what he's doing. I think that'd be cool.
It's about a six-hour drive up to the UP, but the UP's fucking gorgeous.
It's a weekend thing.
Yeah, it'd be a weekend thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be bad. But hey, man, this is the lesson. Find your purpose, learn to laugh at your past, and you will figure out how to handle the future.
Yeah, and remain calm.
Yes. Chill.
Yeah, chill.
What is that acronym?
Calm, higher level intelligence, latitude laughter, and if all else fails, live out of fucking spite.
You're damn right. But I just felt like throwing this one in here because it's big and round and probably Latin.
It's full German.
You know how you like that shit, right? See, that right there comes with a lasagna at the end. It might have Mexican spices in it. But it'll be a lasagna of some type. You could go for a full burrito. And I'm not talking about the Urban Dictionary definition.
Yep. You are correct.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in, supporting the channel. If you want to be kept up to date with the dudes finding their purpose and kicking ass in life, hit that subscribe button. Because if you don't.
And send in your stories.
Yeah, send in your stories. Yeah, absolutely send in your stories. Because if you don't do that and you don't subscribe, well...
Yep.
Pop is gonna figure out where you live, and he's got an empty can of Pringles right up there on the bar. You can see it, bottom frame left. You know what's happening, and it's happening all over your face, neck, back, and thighs.
Shut the hell up! That's just disgusting.
Whatever, Rotund Revenger.